actually the Messiah, which is Hebrew for the anointed one or the Savior. When you believe you are the Messiah or the Savior, you don't need a Savior to save you. But everyone else does. The Messiah complex, therefore, has a twofold effect. It makes you think highly of yourself and lowly of others. Archbishop Fulton Sheen used to joke about how commonplace this complex can be. He would say, it used to be that only Catholics believed in the Immaculate Conception. Now, everyone thinks he's immaculately conceived. That is, everyone thinks they are sinless, perfect. Hence, a Savior who does not need to be saved. But the biggest mistake a person with the Messiah complex makes is that they miss the real Messiah when he comes. They are not looking for the Messiah in the world because they see him every morning in the mirror. Mark Wahlberg said in the movie Mile 22, "Your ego is not your amigo." What a great line. Your ego is not your amigo. When our ego is our amigo, though, then there is no room in our hearts for Jesus to be our amigo, to be our Savior. When we think we are the Messiah, we will miss the real one when he comes. In the Gospel of John, we see how John the Baptist overcame the Messiah complex in order to prepare the way for the real Messiah, namely Jesus. We read, "When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, 'Who are you?' he admitted, 'I am not the Christ.'" By the way, the term Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, the anointed one, the Savior. In other words, the Jewish leaders were ready to bestow the crown of Messiah on John the Baptist's head. He only had to accept the accolade. Instead of having his head crowned, however, John had his head cut off by Herod. John said, "There is one among you whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." John did not want his ego to be his amigo. Rather, he wanted Jesus to be his amigo. Indeed, only two chapters later, in John chapter 3, John the Baptist would add these humble lines, "The friend, the amigo of the bridegroom, that is Jesus, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. He must increase, and I must decrease." John did not think that he saw the Messiah in the mirror, and therefore, he did not miss the real one when he came. Folks, if there is one virtue that will help us to celebrate Christmas and not miss the Messiah when he comes, it is the virtue of humility. Humility is the virtue of Advent. We try to learn what Mark Wahlberg meant when he said, "Your ego is not your amigo," during the weeks of Advent. Here are a few ways we can grow in humility during these weeks so we do not miss the Messiah when he comes at Christmas. First of all, be flexible with this year's Christmas traditions. Things may not happen the way they always have. Your gifts may not arrive on time if you mail them. Your Christmas presents may end up being Easter presents this year. There might not be enough room at the church for midnight mass. You may end up singing Christmas carols by yourself at midnight. Sometimes we want things to go a certain way, which we think is the right way. But it's only a thin disguise for wanting things to go my way. Humility helps us to see that when things don't go my way, they somehow still go God's way. Don't let your ego be your amigo. Another suggestion might be to text or to call or to email a friend or a relative with whom you have grown distant lately. That can happen easily during the pandemic and all the social distancing. It can be a good excuse to avoid some people we don't want to talk to. Perhaps you have had an argument or a falling out and haven't spoken to someone in years. Sadly, some people's problems go on for so long, they don't even remember the original cause of why they're estranged. But humility will help you to reach out to them first, instead of waiting for them to make the first move. Don't let your ego be your amigo. Another idea is to be quick to say, "I'm sorry," and equally fast to say, "I forgive you," when problems arise, and don't let them fester. You know, when I was younger, a little kid, I always had to say, "I'm sorry," because I was the one getting in trouble. As I've gotten older, now I find it hard to say, "I forgive you," because now it's my job to forgive others. But with the help of humility, we realize we all make lots of mistakes. The Messiah is not in the mirror. And we find it easier to forgive and forget. Don't let your ego be your amigo. Every year at Christmas, our Messiah is born in a manger to signify his humility and his holiness. Think about that. A manger is really a trough where animals eat hay to symbolize that Jesus has come to be food, the Eucharist that feeds the whole world. In other words, it was not enough that God should humble himself and become a man. He humbled himself enough to become bread. The only one who never suffered from the Messiah complex was the Messiah himself. The only one who could find the Messiah in the mirror. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.